Proclamation number 6653 of 26th of September, 1956. Heralds of the Word called by God. It is truly a beneficial task to proclaim the gospel which originates from me myself. For people suffer from a lack of it because they are rarely only presented with pure truth, because I myself can no longer address people as long as the proclaimer of my word has not been chosen by me for this office. If he has granted himself this office without having been called to it by me, the proclamation of my gospel, of the divine teaching of love, is inevitably necessary for humanity because it should know my will in order to live in accordance with it on earth. Thus I will bless everyone who makes himself available to me and teaches his fellow human beings on my behalf. But he must first be informed by me of my will, or he must be of such a nature that I myself can address the people through him to whom he wants to proclaim my word. I cannot use him for this office if he wants to spread his own knowledge which he has acquired through study and which he believes to be the truth. Before he takes up his office, he must first unite himself with the one he wants to proclaim. He, as a right servant in my vineyard, must first receive the orders of his Lord. He is to hear the instructions from himself in order to be accepted by him as a servant and to be looked after with a task. As far as earthly matters are concerned, this is a self-evident process for you humans that every subordinate receives instructions from his superior. But when proclaiming my gospel, you are often satisfied with what fellow human beings present to you, but you do not approach the actual Lord for his instructions. You elevate yourselves to a place which I have not assigned to you. You call yourselves representatives of God or servants of God and are often not in direct contact with him yourselves. And those who suffer are those to whom you want to proclaim my word but who therefore lack strength because I myself cannot speak to them through you. Thus they do not hear my word but your own words, which therefore will have little effect of strength unless the hearers themselves unite with me so intimately that they then hear my voice in your words. But for this reason I bless those whom I could call to teaching activity through their own will, for they will never speak their own words but always allow me myself to speak. And if I now address people, they will noticeably receive strength and light. You can see for yourselves the hardship humanity is in because too few genuine representatives are active by the lack of faith which has taken hold amongst people, because these words do not penetrate, because they have no effect on the listeners, because their proclaimers were not called by me but only created a profession for themselves, a worldly employment under a spiritual cloak. Proclaimers of my gospel called by me myself will never use empty words but always speak vividly, full of conviction and zeal. They will represent me in my name and only ever proclaim truth which will convince again when the listener has a desire for my word. And such a living proclamation will also be successful. The listeners will let the word penetrate their hearts and make an effort to also become doers of the word. 26th of the 9th, 1956, because I myself address them and my address truly has a different effect than mere words which are devoid of spirit and life, albeit they shall reflect what I myself preached on earth. Only if my representatives on earth make it possible that I myself can speak through them will there be success with people. But there are far more empty preachers of the word than those who are alive and preach in my spirit. But only the latter can bring it about that people awaken and become alive themselves, because only those can work through my strength of spirit which awakens life, which brings the dead back to life. and I will bless those who are active for me and my kingdom. Amen.